ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेयौपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ। ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्थ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Yesterday, we have recounted this story of Vushasthi. There was a famine and Vushasthi was starving along with his wife. So he took shelter in the house of an elephant keeper. And somehow the elephant keeper got some third class beans. While he was eating, Vushasthi approached him and begged to give him some of the beans being eaten. And then this person said, I don't have separate beans. Whatever I am eating, which I already started to eat, I can give you definitely, surely. And Vushasthi said, be it so, give me some. And the elephant keeper had given him some. He must be a very good person to do so. Because especially when there is famine and there is little hope of getting food in the future, even that type of sacrifice this person had done. Most of the people would not have done that. While Vushasthi was eating, the elephant keeper offered him water. But then Vushasthi said, I want to drink polluted water, water drunk by somebody else already. Then the elephant keeper questioned him, you didn't have any objection to eat polluted beans, but why did you raise the objection in the case of the water? Vushasthi had given a very rational answer that food, even in the form of this third class beans, is not available anywhere. But for water, there are sources where I can go easily and obtain water. When it is freely available, I do not need to accept water polluted or drunk by somebody else. Then he returned home, and next morning, having eaten some more beans which he carried for his wife, he was also taking care of his wife. Whatever was given by the elephant keeper, half he had eaten, half he had carried home for his wife. That's why she is called Ardhangi. But she did not eat because she somehow obtained food from some other source. She had eaten that. And so she said, no, my husband might require. So she kept it safely. Next morning, Vushasthi was heard to be speaking to himself. I am very hungry. I am weak. If I could somehow have some food now, I can walk. I heard there is a king who is performing a sacrifice, and if I can reach him, I can convince the king to appoint me as one of the priests, and therefore I can earn some money. therefore I can obtain some food. His wife heard it and she brought forth whatever he had brought previous night, offered it and said, I did not eat, I kept it for you. Please eat this and then do what you wish to do. Now, Ushasthi walked to that place and the king wanted to know who he was and he revealed himself. But before that, he addressed the three priests, Prastota, etc. And he said, do you know the deity whom you are going to sing about, him about? They said, no. And if you sing without knowing which devata, what is his power, what is his nature, your head will fall off. Literally, it doesn't mean the priest will die. It means the result you are going to get, there will be a result. Whether you know the inner meaning, whether you are aware of the deity, presiding deity or not, you will get the result. But if you know the presiding deity, devata, adhishtatru devata, then the result would be immense. So they kept quiet. Meanwhile, the king saw him and asked for an introduction. And when Ushasthi said, I am Ushasthi, the king was pleasantly surprised. In fact, I was searching for you. Even after long search, I could not find. So I had to appoint these priests. You please take responsibility of conducting this sacrifice. Then, one after the other, these three priests, Udgata, Prastota, Pratyartha, they approached him and said, you teach us that devata about whom you informed us earlier. And he taught them, he supervised the sacrifice. That is the story. What is the meaning of the story? Every ritual provides some result. But if a person is knowledgeable of who the presiding deity, that means he has not only he has the ability to operate, but he also knows the mechanism. Then that person's salary, that person's job, his position will be much superior. Even in our day-to-day life, we find if a person knows only how to drive, his salary will be much less. But if he is a mechanic, he knows, then his salary will be much higher. But if he is a scientist who can even invent new mechanisms, then his salary, his honor and his strength will be much more. So, perform any sacrifice, any ritual, but take the trouble to know thoroughly all the knowledge. Who is the devata, how it is to be done, and what dangers are there in not performing, if one doesn't perform according to the directions. If all this knowledge is there, that person will be a much happier person. In that context, I brought the evening hymn, Khandana Bhava Bandhana. Swamiji composed this particular hymn and it is called Avatara Sotram and it has a specific purpose. After singing the hymn, and not only Khandana, but Om Rimritam, Sarvamangala, and even some bhajans, one is supposed to go, retire to a secluded corner, sit and meditate on Sri Ramakrishna, on Holy Mother, etc. So if a person is initiated and his chosen deity is the Divine Mother, Sarvamangala, Prakruti Parama, just look at it. I will just very briefly dwell on these things. I have separately dealt with these hymns in quite considerable detail and I think they are available on the website. But just to connect what we are talking about. So let me take only one example. Yesterday I quoted an example. Without God's grace, one cannot understand any scripture. One cannot understand the teaching of the Guru. So, simple example. If Sri Ramakrishna is the deity, then Khandana Bhava Bandhana. What is the, who is the presiding deity of this hymn? In this case, Sri Ramakrishna. And what is his nature? He is the breaker of bondage. And he can liberate one. and he can bestow his grace in the form of knowledge, energy, awakening him, endowing him with consciousness and endowing him with all auspicious qualities which will further his spiritual progress. So that is why the hymn starts Khandana Bhava Bandhana. Supposing it is the, let us say, Divine Mother or Sharada Devi, then take the hymn Sarva Mangala Mangalye. That means she is the Divine Mother from whom creation, sustenance and dissolution take place. Tremendous meaning is there. So the creation will be of the exact nature of whose manifestation the creation is. A mud pot, a clay pot, will be exactly having the nature of the clay. A golden ornament will exactly have the nature of gold only, not anything else, even the slightest bit. Any furniture will be only of wood. If it is teak wood, then it will be the quality wood, any furniture. And then, supposing there is furniture and it has become, say, a chair, a table, and it has become old, and then it is broken, fallen into pieces, but it still remains wood and it can be reshaped into some other forms. It had never deviated from its real nature called woodenness. So, when we are born, we have the same quality of which we are the manifestation, and we remain so as long as we are alive. And at the end, there is nothing called destruction. Here, laya means going back to our original material as well as intelligent cause. So, a devotee of the Divine Mother, he knows, I am from the Divine Mother, I am sustained by the Divine Mother, and I go back to unto Divine Mother. If it is worldly life, I will be only going back temporarily for a short time when we are in the deep sleep state. Other states, we think we are completely different. There is no resemblance between the material cause, which is the Divine Mother, pure consciousness, and ourselves. But in Sushupti, we become one because we have risen in a natural way. We have detached ourselves from the body-mind. So, laya means going back to the origin, janma. Birth means manifesting with a name and form. Everything is a manifestation and a non-manifestation. The question of something new being born, the question of getting destroyed, doesn't arise at all. So if a person performs these rituals, gradually they approach nearer and nearer. That is called approaching nearer and nearer. Is called upasana. When a person attains to that upasana, approaches, finally becomes one, completely identified with the chosen deity, then he becomes the chosen deity, who are none other than manifestations of Brahman, and this is called Saguna Brahma aspect, also called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha merges in the non-manifestation of their cause, which is called Ishvara, and Ishvara finally merges in Brahman or Nirguna Brahma. That is the process. So, this story is to emphasize that you take the trouble to know what is the nature of the devata, and finally it becomes one's own nature, and finally a person who could identify with the presiding deity, devata, who is none other than the manifestation of Ishvara himself, is bound to become one with the supreme reality called Brahman. And that again is illustrated through this story. It is illustrated with this background. We can proceed very quickly, because I already told you the story as if every verse is being translated without quoting the original verse. I told you the story, entire story. So, I will go through this Sanskrit text and translate myself into English And through this story, you understand, there is no hidden meaning here. First mantra, Matachi Hateshu Kurushu Atikya Saha Jayaya Ushastihi Ha Chakrayana Ibhyagrame Pradranaka Uvasa. So, there is a place called Kurushu, Kurudesha, and then Matachi. There was one famine and full of hailstones, etc. And people were suffering. And this Ushasti with his wife was living there earlier. He was not getting any food because of the famine. Many people have migrated from there, what we call to grasser, greener fields. So Sahajaya, along with his wife, Ushastihi, he was there. So what happened? He was called Ushasti and his forefather was called Chakrayana. Therefore, his name was Ushasti Chakrayana, Ibhyagrame. So, in the very, what is called, miserable village, in a deplorable condition, Ibhyagrama means in a village where elephants are being taken care of. Pradranaka means greatly suffering. He was living in that until this famine or hailstorm came, destroyed everything. Then he migrated to another miserable village, and that village he was living with the family of elephant carer. Saha Abhyam Kolmashan Khadantam Vivikshi. He took shelter. Probably there is a small attached cottage, and Ushasti begged and he got his residence and he started staying with his wife. There is no mention of any children, and one day he was exceedingly hungry, so he saw one elephant carer eating. So what was this elephant carer eating? Kulmasha, that is inferior type of beans. You know, in the West, there are companies who, along with the tomato, they make tins of these beans, and they are carried in the ships in case food runs out, and they can, anybody can live. It is a full meals like that, even though a little bit boring to eat morning, afternoon, evening, etc. But when no other food is available, this food will taste like nectar. So this person, Khadantam, he saw Vibhikshe, so he asked, do you have something to spare for me? Tagum ha vacha. Ushasti addressed this person. So that elephant carer, eto anye, na eto anye, vidyante. So what I am eating, this is the only food I have. Yatcha ema ima upanihita eti. So these are in front of me. That means I am not storing these things somewhere so that I can give you. Meaning, if you are willing to accept out of what I am eating, which I already started eating, out of that, a small portion I can give you. And we see it. So the child has been fed, maybe 2 years old, and happily the child went on playing after eating, and then it comes back to find mother eating, and again it runs to the mother, sits in the lap, says, Mom, I am hungry. Please give me. And mother also, whatever she is eating, she shares with the baby. It is something like that. So Ushasti, he went over to this master of the elephants, was eating beans of an inferior quality, begged of him, and then that man truthfully, he said, I've got no beans anywhere, save those that are being eaten by me. That means they are stale, they are impure, they are polluted. So, and then, if you want, I can give. So what can I do? Are you ready to accept? Mantra number 3. Etesham me dehi iti. Ushasti had no option. It's not that he has to think. Etesham me dehi. Please give me a few out of what you are eating. Because Ushasti must have understood, if he gives the whole thing, that man may not survive. Itiha vacha. Thus Ushasti said, Tan asmai pradadav. That elephant keeper or manager, he gave some out of his plate, which were being eaten by him already. And then these things will not go down easily. So, just like people take a huge hamburger, I don't know how they manage it, and push it into their mouth. There is no place even to chew. So they take a big jar of Coca-Cola and use it as a pushing rod, like a digging rod, like a hammer. And when they drink, and down the throat, that half chewed, that also will go down. We don't know. So he said, "My dear sir, here is some water. I already drank some Hanta Anupanam. May I offer this water to you?" And then Ushasthi immediately said, "Uchishtam vai." No, that has become polluted, uchishtam, because you had already drunk. Me pitagum syat hi ha bhavacha. So if I eat, Ushasthi was replying. What did he say? If I drink this, then uchishtam vai syat. So it is equivalent to polluted water. So then the elephant keeper is counter-questioning Ushasthi in the fourth mantra. Na svit ete api uchishtau iti nava. Is it not a fact? Iti nava. Is it not a fact? Na svit ete api. These beans which I was eating, uchishtau, they are also uchishtas. And the water is also uchishta. Polluted, both are polluted. Then what is the logic? One you accept, the other you refused. Then Ushasthi replied, "Aji vishyam, so I have a desire to live, to keep up this body, and therefore iman akhadan, I have eaten these things even though they are polluted." Itiha vacha, he replied. But that did not answer the question put by the elephant carer. So he said, "Kamo ma udakapanam iti." Whereas for a drink of water, I can get it whenever I like. That means there must be a source of water nearby. So if I don't eat, I am going to die. If I don't drink, I am also going to die. But then as far as food is concerned, there is no place where I can have food. But so far as water is concerned, probably there are many sources of water. Not necessarily, even if there is one pond, that is more than enough for a long time to quench the thirst of many people. So we will enter into the fifth. What did the elephant carer understood, kept quiet. So what happened? Ushasthi had eaten, hopefully half of it, I don't know. Saha khaditva, having eaten, having immediately removed the pangs of hunger, at least to some extent, atisesham, there were still some remaining. That means some good quantity must have been given by the elephant carer. Jayayaha ajahara. He thought, "My wife must be starving. So for her sake, ajahara." He carefully tied it up and then brought it home. Sa agrayeva subhiksha babhuva tan pratigruhya idadav. Now what happened? From some other source, sa means the wife of Ushasthi, must have got subhiksha, means maybe good food, maybe plenty of food, not only bhiksha, but subhiksha. Agra eva, before her husband returned, she got it, and then pabhuva, means she had already had eaten. So now she doesn't require, even if her hunger is not completely filled, she was a very devout wife, and whatever beans her husband had brought, tan, those beans, pratigruhya, accepted, taken from the hands of her husband, nidadhau. So she kept them away, safeguarded them, and sixth mantra says, saha prataha sanjihana uvacha. Now, saha means Ushasthi, prataha, early morning, as usual, as Brahmins do, he got up, sanjihana. So, upon waking up from his sleep, uvacha, he was talking to himself. Bata, alas, yet annasya labhemahi. If I could get some more food, labhemahi, then labhemahi dhanamatram, I could obtain some money. That means, what does he mean by that? Raja asau yakshate. So there is a Raja of this place. He is performing some sacrifice Asau Yakshate, if I can approach him, not as a beggar, but as one of the priests, Asau Yakshate, he will give me some money. If money is available, or he might give food and other things also, Sa Ma Sarvaihi Ritvijaihi Prinitaiti. If he employs me, how Sarvaihi Ritvijaihi? To perform any sacrifice, a person, really speaking, most of the yajnas, yagas, sacrifices, 16 priests are necessary. 4, there is a main priest from the main Veda, that is Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. And then each main priest will have another 3 assistants because they are very elaborate affairs. So main priest plus 3 from each Veda, so 4 from each Veda, 4 Vedas, 4 into 4, 16. So definitely when the king comes to know about me, when I reveal myself to him, I give my introduction to him, he will definitely appoint me because I am a master of all these things. I can act as any one of the priests. So Ma, that king, Ma means Ma, me, Sarvaihi Ritvijaihi, along with other, all other priests, Prinita, he would employ me. So, he, after eating what he himself brought previous night for his wife, he got some strength. Maybe the place of the sacrifice might not have been very far off. If it was hundreds of miles off, probably he would not even received the news of it. Maybe a few miles, he walked there. So what did he do? Tam jaya vacha. If he was only talking with himself, if I could get some food, and his wife heard it, so jaya, his wife, tam vacha, addressing Ushasti, she said, hanta, indeed, pata ima eva, kulmashaha iti. Kulmasha means this rotten third class beans, etc. So whatever you brought for me, I safeguarded them, kept them for you, even though that is the only food available. So here are those which you brought for me. I did not eat because earlier I had eaten better food. That's what the Upanishad describes. Now you can have them and please go to the Yajnashala, meet the king, whatever you want, you can do. What did Ushasti do? Tan Khaditva. Having consumed them, having eaten them, Amum Yajnam Vitatam Eyaya. He came where arrangements were being made for the starting performance of a big sacrifice. That is the essence of the 7th mantra. Then he saw everything is ready. 3 types of priests, they were all sitting in front of 3 types of agnis and they were about to start. So he just arrived at the sacrificial place. Now he approached all of them. Tatra udgatron astave stoshyamana anupa upavivesha saha prastotaram uvacha. Tatra udgatron is one of the priests. I will come to that. Who are these people? What are they supposed to do? But he is one of the priests. Udgatru means Samaveda priest, assistant priest, who will have our main priest, who has to sing hymns from the Samaveda. So he approached him nearer, who is about to sing. And then he came near and sat near him. Near whom? Near this Udgata. Anu Pa Upavivesha sat very near. And he turned towards this Prastotaram. And then he said, addressed the Prastotri priest. What did he say? Prastotaha, O priest Prastotri, Ya Devata Prastavam Anvayatta, Tamchet, Avidvan Prastoshyasi, Murtha Te Vipatishyati Iti. He Prastota, Himar, Ya Devata, that deity, whom you are going to him, Anva Ayatta, without knowing anything about him, without any knowledge about that Devata, whose hymn you are about to chant, in this particular sacrifice. Tam chet, in case if a vidwan, without knowing anything, you know the rituals, I know that. But do you know that, Devata? I know you don't know. Prastoshasi, if you proceed to him without knowing, te murtha, your head, vipatishati, instantaneously fall down, iti. Instead of the end of the speech of Ushasti. That is, O Prastotri, if without knowing the deity that belongs to the Prastava that you are going to sing, your head will fall off. So, it is not that, as I explained, the person is going to die, not even in Brihadaranyakopanishad. It means the result which you are going to get, not only the result you get, but usually a rich man will be arranging for the performance of this great sacrifices. And the Ritviks and others, they are given Dakshina. They will get some merit. Definitely, they will get devotion. They will get better understanding. Of course, they will get Dakshina. Most of the priests, like temple priests, they get their salaries, etc. But if they know, then they will get tremendous benefit. Of course, the person, he is called Yajamana, who arranges, who spends money, but himself not authorized to do Yajnas and Yagas, but the Brahmin priests have to do it on behalf of the kings or Vaishyas, rich people, so they will get the result. That is why when an offering has to be made, for example, some clarified butter, ghee, is to be offered into the fire, Indraya Swaha, I am offering this, Indra, na mama, and the result should not come to me because I am only a priest accepting some fee. I am doing it on behalf of somebody. The result should go to the arranger, to the king usually, or rich people. It should go, na mama. And incidentally, it is this word, na mama, incorporated by na mama, na mama, namaha, became a salutation. But really it is, na mama, the result should not come to me. O Indra, in case you are not aware, I am not doing it myself. I am only a servant, a priest, employed. I get my wages for doing this one. We had agreed earlier, if I complete this, I will get so much. I may get some cows, I may get some money, some cloths, some gold, etc. But here is a but, big but. If this person knows the Devata, he has tremendous devotion for that Devata. Knowing Devata and having devotion for that Devata cannot be different. Because only when we do not know, we can be indifferent. Our mind is thinking something, our mouth is uttering something. That is a different issue. I have seen even people doing this Sri Ramakrishna Puja, holding with their right hand their legs, and going on chanting the mantras with the same hand, offering something unconsciously. This is never permitted where good pujas are done. The hands must not touch any part of the lower body or any part of the body. Accidentally, if it touches, that's a different issue. But because the mind is not focused, concentrated, that's not a good thing. So, now Ushasti Chakrayana, he had warned, you will get my friend a better result. Otherwise, you will get very inferior result for that. Evam Eva, exactly in the same manner, he again approached, that means they were very near. He turned towards Udgata and he said, Udgataha, he Udgata, ya devata udgitam anvayatha, tamchet avidvan udgasyasi, murtha te vipatishyati. Exactly same word. That deity, Devata, of whom you are going to sing this Udgita, and if you do not know anything about that particular deity, presiding deity, your head will fall down. Again, meaning the result you get will be very inferior. Thus, evam eva pratihartaram uvacha. So he approached another priest called Pratihartaram and said, Pratihartaha, O Pratiharta, Yadevata. Pratiharam anvayatta. That presiding deity, Pratiharam anvayatta. without knowing who that deity is. Tamchet avidvan, without knowing his glory, his nature, if you go on singing, pratiharishyasi, if you go on singing, hymning, murthate, vipatishyati iti, so your head will fall down. Hearing these three priests of Ushasthi's words, teha samarataha, they stopped. They did not dare to open their mouths. Tushnim asam chakrire. Tushnim means complete observance of silence. They cast down eyes, they shut their mouths, and they all the three sat down. So all the three priests said, Do you know which devata you are, of whom you are going to sing? And then the Yajamana must be a king or a rich man. He must be there watching the whole lot. So with this addressing of the three priests, the first chapter, 10th section, Khanda, is over. Now the real teaching is coming in the 11th section of the first chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. So the first mantra says, Athaha enam yajamanaha uvacha bhagavan tamva aham vividishani iti ushasti asmi chakrayanaha iti ha uvacha. So the yajamana, seeing affairs not proceeding, he observed this ushasti, he approached him, he intuited that this must be a great person. Ataha enam, having approached very respectfully, because how do we know? He addressed him, Bhagavan iti uvacha, addressed him as Bhagavan. We have seen this word, Bhagavan means God. Tamva aham vividishani iti. Tam here means tvam. You, aham, I, vividishani, wish to know your introduction about you. Please introduce me. I do not know who you are, because it has not happened that I met you before. Then Ushasti understood. What did he do? Ushasti asmi chakrayana. I am called Ushasti Chakrayana. My forefather was called Chakrayana. I am of the lineage of this Chakrayana. My name is Ushasti, and therefore I am called Ushasti Chakrayana asmi. I am Ushasti Chakrayana. Iti ha uvacha. Thus Ushasti replied. And the Yajamana heard about him as a learned man, and he searched for him everywhere earlier, but unable to locate because of the famine. This person had relocated to this remote village, and the Yajamana, or maybe the king, was not at all aware of it, where this person was at present staying. Nothing of it he knew. So many people must have died, we have to imagine. Yajamana uvacha. Now Yajamana is addressing Ushasti with tremendous joy, with folded hands. We have to imagine that. Saha vacha. And he addressed Ushasti. Bhagavan, tvamvaham, evi sarvaihi artvijyaihi pariya eshisham bhagavato va aham apitya anyan avrishi. He said, hey Bhagavan, tvam. So you, aham evihi sarvaihi artvijyaihi. So I looked for you for all these priestly offices, but I did not find you. So not finding you, I had no other option. I decided to perform this sacrifice. I willy-nilly had to appoint the other people. That means the Yajamana, the arranger of the sacrifice, was well aware of the difference between Ushasti and those three other priests who admitted that they do not know who the deity is. So the Yajamana must have known this Ushasti is a greater person, greater priest. If he does it, the result of the sacrifice would be much greater. This is the essence. So I looked for you everywhere, for all these priestly offices, because you can supervise them, and one who supervises usually belongs to the Atharvan Veda, and he is called Brahma. Brahma means not the Srishtikarta Brahma. In a way, also we can use that word, because he makes the sacrifice come alive with all its fruits. But he, a Brahma, is a master of all the four Vedas. Therefore, is a supervisor, and if anybody does wrong, it is his duty to point out that's not the order, that's not the mantra, and that is wrongly pronounced. This is how you do what we call nowadays Tantra Dharaka. So when a main person will be doing puja, and there will be a Tantra Dharaka, and this Tantra Dharaka knows the whole thing, because at one time he himself had done many, many times. So Brahma is like that. So I searched for you, but I did not look for you. That's what he said. And then further the Yajamana says in the next mantra, Bhagavan, Tvam eva me sarvai ritvijai iti. Sir, I am so glad God himself has brought you here. He did not say. This is what we have to understand. In between the parenthesis, Bhagavan, Tvam eva, now I appoint you as the main priest, the supervisor of all these three priests, sarvai ritvijai iti. So priests take up conducting, supervising all these priests and see that the sacrifice is done in the proper way. Tatha iti ushasti, he came only for that purpose because he wanted to earn some money. So tatha iti, let it be so, very well, I accept. Then he said, atha tarhi eta eva samati srishtaha stovatam yavat tebhyo dhanam dadyaha tavan mama dadya iti. Very well, let these, with my permission, under my supervision, sing the hymns of praise belonging to their respective Vedas and deities, three deities. We got three priests were there. But as much wealth as Dakshina, here wealth means Dakshina, as you agreed to give to these priests, so much alone, give to me also. I am not demanding much. I am not a greedy person. I would not have accepted money, but because famine is going on, I have a wife to maintain, so I require some money, and that is why I am requiring this money. Otherwise, happily, gladly, if I had money, I would have done. Tatha itiha yajamanaha vacha. Gladly, happily, the king or the sacrificer said, very well, this is an agreement, you supervise, and you see that the sacrifice is done, and the king knew about it. So he said, very well, I accept your terminology. In this class, I just want to tell you about these priests. Samavedic main priest is called Udgata, and he had, as I said, he had got three assistants. They are called Prastota, Pratiharta, and Subrahmanya. So Udgata, Prastota, and Pratihara are priests in a Vedic Yajna ritual, and they are subordinate priests under the principal priest called Udgata. Udgata is the main priest. He has got three subordinate assistants. They are called Prastota, Pratiharta, and Subrahmanya. So the Prastota, what is their respective duties? The Prastota, that is the assistant priest, invites the deity. Certain mantras are there. And the Udgata, the main priest, he sings the hymns. And the Pratiharta bids the deity farewell. So, inviting and praising him and doing farewell. Inviting and doing farewell is done by the assistants, but the main singing of the hymn is accomplished only by the main priest, Sama Veda priest, called Udgata. Udgata. Gata means singer. Ud means in a high voice, rich voice, loud voice. This sequence is analogous to welcoming a guest, offering them food, and then seeing them off. But when we are talking about Advaryu, he is an Ayurvedic main priest. So a simple example, supposing there is a meeting arranged, especially in our Ramakrishna order, some guest speaker is invited, and you know what happens? They are all sitting in the front seat, in the auditorium. And then there is somebody who welcomes them. So, usually a Swami or a learned person, he says, we are very happy to have most welcome Now I am inviting Swami so and so, please come forward and take his seat on the stage. So one by one, if more than many speakers are there, he will go. That is what he says. And then he gives a little introduction, who is who. Sometimes I was also given such introduction. And after hearing that introduction, I myself was shocked. Do I really possess all those epithets? This welcoming person is pouring on my poor head. Anyway, they go to the other lengths. Indians, you know, hyper bowlers. Bowlers means one jo bolta hai, usko bowler bolte hai. Hyper bowler. And then at the end, when the program is finished, some other person comes, is a thanks giver. He goes on giving thanks, and this Swami has spoke. Sometimes they want to show themselves off. So they summarize what each speaker had said, and unfortunately sometimes the summary is longer than what the speaker had spoken. Occasionally it happens. So the thanks giver wants to show how attentively he was hearing, grasped it, and lest some of the foolish audience did not understand, he tries to explain what the speaker himself could not explain properly. And that is what happens sometimes. Anyway, these are all additional notes I am giving. So these are the main precincts, but assistants do welcoming and bidding farewell. We will talk about it in our rest of it. Beautiful. We will talk about it in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagat Gurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.